Today, Brother Freedom had a very special message where the Holy Ghost moved upon him mightily, and may be shocking to you because you are not familiar with this, but when the Holy Spirit really gets upon him, the Lord begins to speak in the first person. Whether or not you can receive that doesn't make any difference because it was the Lord moving. I was here in this room when it happened, and the power of God was in this room, and you need to hear this. God bless you. Thank you for joining Brother Freedom and I this Tuesday afternoon. The Lord's been speaking something special to him, and God's going to bring it out. I hope you'll turn the volume up and listen close, because I think we're going to have a watershed revelation here. We praise the Lord for his goodness. Thank you, Father, for touching Brother Freedom. Thank you for touching our listeners, and we trust you, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we just thank you. We thank you that you're real. Lord, I know it's about excuses. What's our excuse? What's our excuse for not truly living for you? What's our excuse for just going the way we go? We all have excuses. But that day is coming when we'll all stand before you. Father, you told me to go forth and listen by your spirit. With God's help, I'm going to literally speak through about Judgment Day. That day we all face it. Everything this day we don't know, but we know one thing, that day will be true. There's a lot of ifs, but that day will always stand true. It's an awesome time. It's a time when we will have no excuses. We'll have a lot of apologies, a lot of blames, a lot of aims that we've missed, and lots of things that we want to have as a reason to not let us go to devil's hell. And that's serious business, because the devil's hell was not invented for us as God's people. It's for those who do not seek God. It's for the fallen angels. Lucifer himself is going to be the very target. But his followers will find themselves tumbling down to that abase place that's so terrible, so black, so corrupt. You'll lose your breath when you go. There won't be no breath. It'll torment you in every way from eternity to no end of it. And that's what's so serious about it, because people say, I don't believe in this. This is going to happen, what I'm telling you. The Lord told me to share it. See, the Bible says, what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God said, I will dwell with them. I will walk with them. I shall be their God, and they shall be my people. This is what God has wished for. But he looked down at planet Earth. There's none of this going on. Very few people have gone a step farther than what their forefathers went. It's sad, because the Word of God says there's no end to his power. Every scripture, now him is able to do exceedingly abundantly. That means what it means. You know, we get out here and, oh, we don't know this, but those scriptures, just those little simple scriptures, that's why I'll come out where I'm at. Because those simple scriptures hit me right in the shoulders, and I knew it was me lacking. No one else, me, that was lacking. I needed to have a first place with my God. See, the Bible says that we're supposed to seek him while he may be found. He said in Jeremiah 33:3, he says, call to me, and I'll answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things. That invitation has been given. Whosoever call upon the face of the Lord shall receive salvation. He'll receive pardon. He'll receive adoption as a son. He'll see the infilling of God's glory. The 91st Psalms will come alive in him. All these things come alive as you start seeking God. But going back to judgment seat, it's going to take place. It could happen today. Before I might not be making it home, and the Lord can come. I truly believe that a lot of you out there will be missing it. I believe that it's shameful. And oh, I fear for you. I have a fear for you. I want you to realize it's something that's so, you can't imagine how bad it is. That's why the last 6 months I haven't been able to hardly talk, because it's a bad thing. I feel it in my spirit. The only time I feel good is when I come here, the glory cloud comes down. But God meant it that way, that I have to feel like you people out there that's going to harden, because God wants to have a testimony. And I've been chosen to be that one. I know that I've had a stroke, then I had to live through rebuilding myself through a stroke, and that's the same as the church should be doing. It should be rebuilding itself for his appearance. The church is asleep. The Bible says, far spent. The day is at hand. It says, we're supposed to let off all the works of ours and put on the whole armor of light. Or it's not happening. It's not happening. Someone out here preaches, oh, I got it. I see this so vividly. Last Sunday, I literally wondered, I could not listen. It made me sick. It was terrible. Thought my heart was going to stop a couple times because it's so not with God. You know, in Isaiah and Jeremiah back in those days, they went out and said, thus saith the Spirit of God. Then there's lots of false prophets that go and make the people feel good. That's happening right now. The way to get money is to make the people feel good. But it's not the answer to where you should be with God. Because when you stand before God, and I stand before God, it'll all be rolled out there. He's going to say, servant, I called thee, and thou accepted my name, but that's as far as you went. Well, I didn't think that it was like this. My pastor never told me nothing about this. And I didn't know anything about deeper things. That's not an excuse. It's sad, but that's going to happen. The Lord tells me multitudes are going to stand in the valley of decision. That's what Joel talked about. It's multitudes going to be down there. There's no way. Because they thought if you just sign a name and you don't have to do nothing afterwards, so here you got 70, 80 years of free going. You go to ice cream feeds, you go to chicken fries, you go to all the daily things that the churches have, and you feel good about those things. But there's no emphasis on knowing the Lord their God. Come as you are, come out closeness. God expects us to come close to Him. Seek Him. If we'll seek Him, we'll surely find Him. If we're not, He'll be there. My sheep know my voice. And they come by call, but a stranger, they didn't know. And I see out there, my child, I've seen you many times tortured by the powers of the enemy. And he's still torturing you. You never got free. And people you went to and get prayed for, they're in bondage yourself. The Word of God says they're in bondage. Come and see them. You cannot get someone to pray for you if the person is not where he should be with me. Without that, there's no recourse. There's no avenue where you can come and stand at my feet in holiness. Come and see them. You know, if I wasn't where I am right now, I'd be dead. Come and see that God is awesome. He's come and see them. How come I feel it? I feel so unworthy that He's speaking through my heart right now. He's speaking with glory. He's speaking something I don't know nothing about. But it's going to happen. As surely as this day is arriving, it's going to happen. You're standing before the Lord that day, and He says, Lord, I went to this church. It was, you know, and I got my name written down. The Lord says, I don't know that. You're not been born again. Well, I wrote my name down in the book. Well, that's not, my pastor says, all right. Your pastor don't know everything, my son. I'm going to be kind to you, call me my son, but you're wayward. And it hurts me to put you in the outer darkness. My son, I long for you. I didn't want this to happen. And you're going to be, they're going to receive that extra. That torment is going to be double bad. We need the Holy Ghost. Thus says the Spirit of God. Without it, at that day, you will not be able to stand before me. I'm going to myself for a second. Last week I went to a first church, but they think they're really, really up there. But when I went there, they were speaking about the early church. And it was so terrible. They put down the book of Acts as zero. Many of you out there, same thing. But I guarantee it's not zero. It's God's works. Jesus said, it's needful if I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come. Who do you think? The Comforter is the Holy Ghost. He comes to uplift my people. He baptizes them. And you don't get it. That baptism by just, it's a gift. It's not like salvation. You have to wait. You have to clean your vessel. You have to get clean with purification. It may take a long time, but when it happens, you'll be sealed. But you've got to maintain that after you get it. It's not a once-time thing. Many times some of you up there, you think you got it, but you lose it. All us humans, the Lord speaks right now, the humans cannot do it within themselves. It takes a supernatural encounter with Jesus Christ as a personal Savior. At that time, we're perfect in His eyes for that moment. But if we go the right way, we just don't go down and say, now we're naming, now we're saying. No, the person feels the calling. It has to be a calling from the Holy Spirit. And that's the first notch in this Holy Spirit. Then, after a while, when you seek God and you call upon Him and you read His Word, you study Him and you want to do with Him, then you search for the Lord, for the Spirit of God. And Jesus will help you in that time. That when you have read at that time, He will baptize you physically with the Spirit of God. The anointing will come upon you. And you'll know, no one will have to tell you, it's real. No one has to say, this is what it is. No, you know it. And if they're not putting you something, it's not from Him, then you don't know. You don't want to know that. And you see these type of people in heaven. God says, my child, I looked for you many times. I look for you in this change. So many times I come down close to your heart, but you says, Lord, some other time. Some other time. My church don't believe in what you're saying. Yes, some other time. But at some other time that you put off too long, when you stand before God, it's all over. God has to judge you. Just God was a fair judge. He'll give you everything that's due to you, and then some. He gave Christ as His personal Redeemer. That those sins could be put, the sin forget for us. But from then on, you're supposed to encounter daily. If you do something, you got to pray about it. I see my child out there. You never go back to pray. You think you're okay. You know, my child, the spirit of pride is really being in you. You go along with a haughty heart, holier than anyone else, when actually you're very far from your God. You're walking with the wrong spirit. You're walking vexed for the plowing from the evil one. Many at this way. There's many at this place. There are going to be many that says, Lord, I've sung songs. I've given these money. And He says, your workers are making me. I know you not. And you say, what does that mean? Lord says, it means what it says. I know you not. We don't have to explain that. See, the Lord is speaking to my heart. I started interpreting this. But we have the early age. We should be seeking God for all that we can do in God. There's nobody doing it. Very few. Our main aim was to come. And what's so sad about it, I had about 10 years blocked off of me because of a bad church. It's sad. I had to go there because I felt that what I had to do for my wife. But we need to realize that it's the glory of God. And we all are going to stand before God. We cannot say, it's my pastor's fault. It's my Sunday school's fault. It's my wife's fault. It's my husband's fault. It's all me, oh Lord, standing in need of prayer. Not my sister nor my brother, but it's me, oh Lord. It's us this day. We should search our hearts that God will find purity to rest in our soul. What agreement hath mortal man with God? There's not been much agreement. Only the Jews had an agreement with Jewish people. When the Jewish people reject Jesus Christ at that time, Jesus will set His grace to the whole world. But that was just the beginning of it. At that immersion of God's glory, that was the time, my children, you could come. And I told my children in the book of Acts to tarry in Jerusalem till they be endued with power from on high. Didn't I say that? And that's what the Word says. But I say, my child, you've not taken heed to this. Well, there's many that didn't believe that way. I was going to get kicked out of my church if I did it. Well, the Lord says, that'd be all right. You won't be the first. The ones that really stand, they all got kicked out. They go, because they don't understand. It takes my spirit. Don't you see it, my people? Don't you see it? It takes my spirit to do these works. And that's why there's been such a revelation been spoken through this ministry because of the glory. Without the glory cloud, we're nothing. We're zero. But see, it doesn't stop there at judgment day. You'll be led down those dark corridors. Terrible place. A day, it's going to be so black, so terrible. You can have a purpose now to serve God. call upon him while it's there. But it's going to happen. Just as that earthquake happened in Haiti, just as so as the earthquakes happened in Alaska, so as the earthquake happened in San Francisco, so as the earthquakes happened in L.A., and all these things, it shall come to pass. It's going to be a time when there's no going to be no time no more. God has been speaking by His Spirit. It's the day. It's the day. It's the day of preparation. The day is to seek your Lord God. Call upon Him. Mean business with Him. See, most people have not meant business. I imagine the Super Bowl was more people watched it than even went to church. And I imagine people who went to church watched Super Bowl. It's all right. But the Bible says we're putting Him first in all these areas. I don't watch nothing like that because it's not good for me. I can't even go to church because my heart's going to stop. So, I mean, I'm sort of out here drifting to the one way. But I think God made it that way. He wants to have a people that are so full of the glory, the devil don't want no part of you because he knows the glory cloud. Greater is He that's in you than he is in the world. God's people should be strong. Be strong in the Lord in the power of might. But oh, church, you're not strong. You're weak. You've lost the vision. Bible says, without a vision, my people perish. There's return that should be back to God. Not the return of going back in your old ways. My people, I say, I see you many times. You're going back to your old ways. You've been a stab many times for praying through, but then you went back. Well, you need to keep this over, up and up, because I need to have that commitment up today, every day. Because I'm unaware, you'll miss the day. And see, that's what's going to happen. Many are not going to be aware of that day because their minds are going to be, that's not my word says, I will keep in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on me. Where's your mind? It's out here in that bank. It's out here and beyond. It's everywhere. We can't keep our minds on the Lord. Our minds are like a mind the same way. I have to truly force myself to stay on God. I used to do it all the time, but I cannot do it. Since I had this stroke, it penalized me. God made it this way that I have to realize where people are. Also, and there will be many in that day, you know, we had a son. He loved you. We had a daughter. We know that she loved you. So that should mean something for me. He says, it's no excuse. Even though I had a great aunt or an uncle, it does not pave our way into heaven. Even though I give my body to be burned, have not love, it cost me nothing. Love is the key issue here. Love suffer long is kind. Love bottom not, is not puffed up. Does not behave itself unseemly. How many times, my people, you are very discourteous. You're very not a caring. You're not concerned about your brother, your sister that's going through the outer darkness. Or in your church that doesn't have nothing. Aren't you worried about where you are? Where you're getting ministered from? Because you're accountable. You're just as much accountable as your pastor. Every one of you is accountable this day. You must plan out your salvation with fear. I'm letting you write out your death certificate. You must put in there, Lord, I want to serve you. You know, the Lord does not like low-key things. In our lives, there should be a high esteem. It's beyond our families, our friends. It's beyond any pastor, any evangelist, any great singer. It's beyond that. It's higher. It's you're seeking the King of Kings. It's coming down to it very shortly. The men are going to have to stand before the Lord. And many are going to be found wanting. He's going to say, thou art not ready for heaven. That's just a kind way of saying it. Because the real, we're just not ready for heaven. Our eyes are on things. We're on the situations. Doesn't it remind you how the weather is? For I, the Lord thy God, have given you these things that thou might see my hand. And my hand is not short that I cannot reach out and catch you. But I'm here to help you. Come, my people. Seek me, and you'll surely find me. But I say, my people, where art thou? You're very distant. You don't even know how to pray. You don't know how to seek me. All these years, you should be learning to call upon the Lord your God. If thou would sought me, you would be working in my spirit now, and you'd do supernatural things because of your work of faith in the beginning. In the beginning is what brings out the end. Without the beginning, you have no end. You need to work out. It's a way of adjusting yourself to things of this world, that you might not be partakers of the wicked suggestions that's on this land. There's wicked intentions. There's wicked desires. There's wicked catastrophes that's taking place. My people should be where they can pray. They should be where they're at, that they would mean business with me, that thou would do great works for the Lord their God. But my church, there's not very many that come to that place. It can move my hands. It can move my will. And I desire these. But where art thou? Where art thou this night? This not word that I sought for a man to make up the head, fill in the gap, but I found none. I see this day. This world's time is about to wind down. There's going to be a time when judgment is going to begin at the house of God. But people will not be able to endure it because it's going to be a tough judgment. You need to prepare before that day comes, because it's going to be a day of hardship, of penalties, of debates, of corruption, of things that you don't have the answer, but the Spirit of God has the answer. The Spirit of God is the way. He knows all and is all. But you've chosen the Lord's way. I'm going to say this in the natural now. I went to this church the other night. It hurt me so bad. You know, this man said God was a great God. Yes, everybody knows that. But so he just, for 40 days, he went and did these works, and that's all lasted 40 days, and that book of Acts is nothing from then on. You know, that's terrible. It's not what it says. It says there's going to be 7 men full of the Spirit that are going to feed the table. And Stephen was one of the first ones. And Stephen went out. He prayed and preached a mighty message. It was so convicting that they stoned him. But he says, he didn't feel it. He says, my Lord, hold this not against them. You know, this man said he didn't think that he could give his life like that. Well, see, you don't even understand anything about the Spirit. I couldn't either, but when the Spirit's on you, it's like nothing ever happened. In Korea, there's a family in Korea, they had dug a hole for their graves, and they were full of the Holy Ghost, and the mother told the dad, says, well, we just got to stay here. But when they last dirt went over their heads, they were still praising the Lord. They had a great inheritance. They just went in a higher gear into heaven. They went right immediately in the presence of God. I believe it. And this so many times. If God be for us, who can be against us? Greater is he who said yes. And he means that right now. It means he is greater than what the thing you're facing. And many people cannot get healed because of their beliefs. They believe that, you know, it's someone will pray for me, and that, you know, it's the prayer of faith that does it. And it needs to have someone that has the gift of healing. It comes through the package of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost has gifts. And when you start going your own willful way, then that's when you're a good church, but your prayer's not going to be answered. You've been blessed by God to go as far as you have. But all those gifts go in from the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. The gift of wisdom, the gift of discernment, the gift of faith, the gift of healing, tongues, interpretation, get the prophecy. Oh, hallelujah, there's wisdom. All these things come by the gift. It's there to enhance the church, that we might be strong in the Lord. That's what it's given. But the church has renounced all of it, and there's none, no place that I know of. Listen, Dave Wilkerson, but I know that there's a lot of people that renounce these hidden treasures. They're within you. Treasures of God. They'll help you, they'll uphold you to justify. Therefore, if justified by faith, we have peace with God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And the faith of God is what makes the Holy Ghost work in you. It said Stephen was a man of faith and full of faith and the Holy Ghost. They were joined. See, you're not going to have the Holy Ghost unless you've got faith. Faith is what works the Holy Ghost in you. If you have no faith in your church, it's probably just a spirit of man in the church. And I'll tell you, when you stand before the Lord and you have a spirit of man in your church, God's going to say, I did not tell you, my people, to do this wicked thing. I'm going to take from you what I once would have given you. It's going to be terrible. We need to straighten up and seek God. Out there, if you don't know what you're talking about, Call my brother and we'll answer you. Whatever we can help you, but you need to be ready. This is coming soon and you need to be prepared because he's coming at a time when the world does not see you. That time is now. Now is the day of salvation. Call. He'll answer you. For I am here this day, my spirit. I'm here to do business. But I don't say very few partakers that seek me. There's not true many that want me. They say this is what they're hearing is not for them. But I'll tell you, it's going to come to pass, said the Spirit of God. It's going to come to pass, said the Spirit of God. My people need to fear because they need to plan for eternity. Eternity is a long, long time. Today is a day, just one day, 24 hours. Tomorrow, when it comes, will be 24 hours. But eternity is forever, ever, 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 and ever. My people, you need to recount what days you have. Because I say the devil has lied to thee so long, you're working in what he wants you to work in. That you'll be slowful. And he knows if you're just slowful, you're going to miss it that day. But now to be ready. Thou can be a prepared person. It's up to you to choose. It's up to you not just choose, but do it. If you search for me, I will surely be there, and I'll bless thee, says the Spirit of God. I thank you for that love, God, that you've given us so pure, so wonderful. Glory to God, we thank you. We worship you. We call on you because you're my Father. And Lord, I come, Ashita, you're so close, Ashita. I love you. Thank you for helping me this day. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Amen, amen. God bless you all. Amen.
Amen. This is another one of those tapes that you need to listen to again. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen.